The Fox and Wolf, written and illustrated by Madison Laurent. Once upon a time, there was a fox, and it was only a pup. The fox's mom went to get food, and she never came back. The fox got bigger and finally left her den. There was a small wolf walking around too. They soon became friends. The two animals protected each other and kept each other warm in the cold winter. They would play fight and jump around with each other. They'd talk to each other and play together all day.
"I'm Madeline," said the wolf.
"I'm Ellie," exclaimed the fox.
One day, a big predator approached the two friends. He tried to eat them. Luckily, the friends ran and got away, but he found them once more. Predator caught Madeline. But she was lucky again and escaped. It was night now, and the two friends slept like logs. When they woke, they found a pile of meat that led to the woods. They followed it. The trail led to a large den with wolves and foxes. They were shocked. They tried to sneak away, but the other animals heard them. Then they noticed that these other foxes and wolves were their parents. They were so excited and ran to their parents. And their parents tried to hurt each other. The friends said, "Stop!" The parents listened and stopped. The friends said, "We are friends, and we are not staying here. We need to be free."
"Look out!" said the parents. "Help us! Don't take us away!"
yelled Madeline and Ellie.
"Got you now! You're coming with me!" exclaimed the human.
"Is that a human?" asked Ellie.
"Yes, I think so,"
replied Madeline. Ellie told Madeline that if they got split up, it would be okay. Some way or another, they knew they would find each other again. A while later, they did get split up. They were sad, but kept fighting to get back to each other. A year later, they were able to escape and began looking for each other. They returned to where they started and met, and they found each other again. They ran to each other and then back to their parents. This time, they stayed. They eventually both had pups who became fast friends, and they all lived happily ever after. The end.